about going out in front of the home crowd and finally putting together that complete 60 minutes of the football team?
It was very big for us. You know, we want to come out and set the tone very early. That was one of the goals going into the game, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And as you saw, you know, we came out and, you know, did just that.
Did you realize that first drive was 8 minutes? I mean, Smitty said it didn't even seem that long, but it was good to come out and keep the ball for that long.
Just execution. That's all it is. We know we were capable of, and, you know, that shouldn't be an awe moment for a lot of people, you know, but you know, I think that's what we kind of put ourselves in that position this year. But you know, now you know what we're capable of, and we got to continuously to hone in and do just that.
Can you talk about the 72-yard touchdown run that you made? Smitty took out like three guys.
I know.
I'm not sure if you saw that, but I think you did.
I saw it. You know, it was just a zone replay. A core play in our offense. You know, we ran it, and when I was running. When I seen 23, Dante look back as if the running back had it, and you know he was still faked out by the fake. The only thing I kept thinking was I just can't get caught. And then I was running. You know, Smitty helped me out a lot. You know, blocking those guys, and you know, got in the end zone.
Cam, Ron Rivera said that he thinks these Atlanta games are particularly special to you. Is he right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, for numerous reasons. You know, one is it's a you know a game in the conference. Two, you know, me being from Atlanta, you know, it means so much, and I get hounded so much when I get in Atlanta. You know, by family members, friends, and you know, just being out and me, I can't react the way I want to react because it's a football game and so much emotions from everybody going to the game. But I think this game allows me to you know have a little. Chip on my shoulder going back home.
How about the somersault at the end of that run?
My man messed it up, man. It was just supposed to be me flipping in the end zone, but it's all right. You know, like Coach said, they're not getting far away. They're always getting closer.
A lot of times basketball players talk about being in the zone. Over your last six games, your numbers have been, you know, probably the best of your pro career so far. Do you feel like you're in the zone?
I really don't feel it, and I don't want to say that I'm in the zone. I think this whole offense is clicking. And, you know, we just got to – connect the dots. You know, when the offense is on, the defense gotta step up. When the defense is on, the offense gotta pick it up also, and special teams also. So I think it's just a whole overall, you know, completeness, like you know someone just said, of playing the football game. You know, if it's an incomplete first play, okay, we gotta come back and make the most of the next play, and just keep playing the one, and playing the one means playing the play that you're on, not focusing on the plays because it's some plays that I know I could wish I could have back. You know, the one being that turns out right now is the one throw to Lewis when he was wide open. You know, you just got to keep continuously playing and keep progressing in the game because you never know which play can be the difference maker.
Is this team ready to help finish?
Oh, I hope so. And this game right here was a test at that. You know, we started off fast and, you know, we kind of hit a dull point right there in the midpoint of the third quarter. But, you know, we just have to, you know, be mature in those situations and know that we've been in these situations too many times this year and let the ball drop. But this game, offensively, we finished when we had to, and defensively, they did the same thing.
Yeah, talk about being in a situations camp. That play to D'Angelo was kind of the one that put it away. You talk about that touchdown.
Well, it was a game plan thing. We felt as if you know they was going to get very aggressive at the end, which they were, and you know just calling a simple screen pass was one, keep the clock moving, a safe pass, and two, you know get you know blockers out. You know, in space, and you know, let D'Angelo do what he does.
And on the end of that play, Cam, it looked like you and D'Angelo kind of playfully wrestled for the ball, and he ended up with it. Talk about that.
We always joke about you know the touchdown celebrations and who's going to take what. And as I score, I don't know what happened to the ball when I score. I think somebody threw it up or somebody took it, but you know, it has came to a competition of who's going to get the football, you know, as we call it, the Sunday giveaway. But whoever gets it, I really could care less because if we're having those type of arguments, those are good arguments.
Cam, Coach got choked up talking about giving the game ball to Thomas Davis. Can you talk about the big play that he made and what leadership he brings?
Thomas is an emotional person, one. Two, he's an impact player on his team, two. And three, he's a vocal leader. And when he talks, everybody listens. Offensively, defensively, special teams, coaching, you know, everybody listen to Thomas. He has that big of an impact on his team. You know, so for him to go through and playing at a high level that he's playing and being a leader that he is and getting the interception and tackling and just playing football the way he's been playing, it drives the team to a degree. You know, and it's easy for a person to talk about what they're going to do, talk about what we're going to do. And actions speaks way louder than words. You know, I heard that a ton of times over my life, and, you know, he's a prime example of it. And enduring the circumstances that he's been having with injuries, but, you know, this particular year he set a goal for himself that he wanted to play Atlanta twice. And he did it and had a great game in both of them.